the World. I'm John Batchelor. Tim Walz of Minnesota, twice elected governor. Before that, serving in the House of Representatives from 2006 until he left to go to Minnesota. However, I learned from Josh Rogan, writing Global Opinions from the Washington Post, that Tim Walz has deep and very sophisticated and historically memorable experiences in the People's Republic of China, not the least of which, not the most of which, surprisingly, is Tiananmen Square itself, the massacre of 1989. Josh, this is extremely helpful to understand Tim Walz's background as a teacher. You say that he taught high school in China and in Guangdong province, which I believe is where all of the sophisticated electronics come that I'm now depending upon to talk to you. So what do we know about his understanding of the People's Republic of China, especially these last years since Xi Jinping turned strongman? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, when Tim Walz decided at age 25 to go spend some time teaching English inside China at high school, he couldn't have known that just days before he was to get there, while he was waiting in Hong Kong, preparing to go to Guangdong, the Tiananmen Square massacre would happen. And, you know, this was a historic time in China's path, really, the moment that China took a sharp turn away from its pattern of reform and opening up and down the path that has led it to where it is now, which is under the rule of the repressive, authoritarian, and aggressive regime of Chinese President Xi Jinping. And he just happened to be there. And although a lot of people at the time might have decided that wasn't the best time in China, he concluded the exact opposite. And it was the beginning of his 35-year relationship with China and its people. He's been going back almost every year since. And he started an educational program with his wife to bring some of his students from Minnesota to China on summer field trips. He has extensive economic ties that were established since he became governor of Minnesota. At the same time, for his 12 years in Congress, he was continues to be a very staunch supporter of human rights inside of China. He's close ties with the Tibetans, the Hong Kongers, the Uyghurs, and he's been extremely outspoken. And so you could focus on either one of those two aspects of Tim Walz's three-decade experience with China to cast him as either what he calls a panda hugger or a dragon slayer, but he doesn't want to be either one. He wants to be tough on China on human rights and be open to interacting with the Chinese people and the Chinese economy at the same time. And I think that's a very kind of, you know, centrist, middle of the road position, but it comes with the experience of being someone who knew China in the 1990s and tracked it all this time. And we've never really had somebody at this level of the U.S. government with that kind of experience or knowledge or understanding of China. If you think about it, it's the most important bilateral relationship in the world. And he's one of the Americans who's known it the longest and the best. So I think that will bring a new focus and attention to it at the very least, if he were to become vice president.
He also has experience dealing with Congress about the People's Republic of China, because under Nancy Pelosi, he joined the Congressional Executive Commission on China. What is that, Josh?
Right. So there are two commissions, which are sort of not really committees. They sit a couple blocks away from Congress, but they're established by Congress. One is for security and one's for human rights. And the Congressional Executive Commission on China is the human rights one. And they hold a bunch of hearings and issue a bunch of reports about human rights in China. And he was on that commission as a commissioner for 12 years and very active, in fact. And, you know, he actually went above and beyond. He would have students from Minnesota meet Tibetan government leaders in exile. He would spend time with the Hong Kong student activists who wanted to go around Congress and meet people. He would help them do that. You know, he would advocate for Tibetan political prisoners. I don't really know anybody else in Congress, maybe Jim McGovern Frank Wolf and Chris Smith are the only ones I can remember who ever go that far. So, you know, he's deeply, deeply invested in the cause of human rights in China. And, you know, there's a lot of people in that community who came out to defend him this week because he got attacked by, you know, the Trump war room and by, you know, Fox News for somehow being weak on China. And it's kind of tough to attack him as weak on China without ignoring the fact that he's been one of the champions of human rights in China, for the last 20 years.
There's a photograph with the Dalai Lama That would not make him a friend of the Chinese Communist Party. Do I say that correctly, Josh? They don't have a sense of humor about the Dalai Lama.
Right. No, I mean, you know, Tim Walz has talked about the fact that when he became very outspoken on human rights in China, he lost contact with a lot of his friends in China, not because they made a decision to cut him off, because even interacting with someone who interacts with the Dalai Lama could mean jail or death or something horrible for them or their families on the Chinese side. So, yeah, he has paid a price in terms of those relationships, but he's not reflexively hawkish, and he often talks about, you know, how to keep these lines of communication and people-to-people exchange open. And he's walked the walk in that respect, both as a governor and as a teacher. So, you know, you have to have two ideas in your head at the same time, that you can stand up to Beijing and still have some sort of relationship with the people in China. And that's a very difficult thing to do. And I think the fact that he's been able to do it to a large degree, again, speaks to the 3 decades of experience and knowledge and commitment that he brings to the U.S.-China relationship, which is exceedingly rare.
Yes, he could, working with Congress, he was Congress, and then he went to Minnesota. Now, I'm unaware of links between Minnesota and China. These sound like separate universes. Does he speak of them as separate universes, or is it all one in his experience?
No, I think they're all in the same universe, but I think, you know, this is sort of the part of his record with China that is sure to come under more scrutiny as we get closer to election day, because when you're a governor, your job is to sort of sell the things that people in your state make, and China buys a lot of things, especially agricultural products. So he did some deals, and he interacted with some government entities, and there'll be some people, there already are some people on the internet who don't like that, who think that that's a, you know, too much of a connection, for what it's worth. But, you know, to be honest, the real test will be what happens when he becomes, if he becomes the vice president, because when you're responsible for the whole country, all of a sudden selling agricultural products is not the main priority. At that point, he'll have to deal with China as what it is, which is a strategic and rival and a complex threat to American interest values and our public health and our public safety. And so that, you know, he's done both. He's been a federal official dealing with China. He's been a state official dealing with China. This will be something new. This will be something that he'll have to make a decision about what his real priorities are when dealing with the U.S.-China relationship, because it's not easy.
And to your column, which is filled with information, but I'm going to ask a question about what is not information. That is the ability of China to project on social media hostile thoughts or trolling attack. Has the nominee, Governor Walz, has he come under attack since he was named as a vice presidential nomination?
You know, not yet. Sometimes it can take a few days for these things to boil up. I think, you know, overall, we've seen a ton of Chinese internet propaganda and also Chinese propaganda on our internet in various forms, to the effect that the Biden-Harris ticket is, you know, more dangerous and more destabilizing than the Trump-Vance ticket. But overall, it's pales in comparison to the amount of election interference that we've seen from China in places like Taiwan and Australia and the Philippines. So it's going to take the Chinese a little bit longer to figure out exactly how they want to interfere in the 2024 election, but I'm sure they'll get there.
Josh Rogan, writing Global Opinions about the vice presidential nominee, the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.